Robin, joining us this morning from the Flathead County Agency on Aging, we have the director, and we want to welcome Carla Diamond again. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, John and Robin.
And who did you bring with you today?
Well, today I brought our Veterans Directed Care Coordinator, Terry Visich. Want to talk about the VDC program.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us, Terry. So talk with us about this program.
The Veteran Directed Care Program is a program for veterans who need assistance with activities of daily living to help them remain independent in their home.
Ah, so this would be any veteran?
Any veteran who needs assistance, yeah.
Okay.
With like walking or bathing, dressing. Mm-hmm.
This has been a problem for a while because these guys are able to live in their own home. I say guys, women are included too. But they don't need to be hospitalized. They don't need to be in a home or anything. They're still independent to some degree.
Yeah. They're independent, but if they're at a level where they could possibly need a higher level of care, mm-hmm. that's what this program does. It pays caregivers.
Okay. So who's the caregiver?
It could be anybody. It could be a family member, a spouse, a neighbor, friend, anyone they choose who can provide their care.
Like your spouse, for example?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Spouses are probably one of the most common caregivers on our mm-hmm. program.
Yeah. And I would imagine children.
Yep. Children, yep.
Yeah. Grown children.
Right. Yeah. They do have to be over 18.
Okay. All right. So explain to me how the program works. How does all this go together?
The qualification for the program is determined by the VA Medical Center. The veteran has to be enrolled in VA healthcare, and they would go to the local VA clinic where they would have an assessment done. Mm-hmm. And then the VA would assign a case mix level, which determines a budget for the month and how many hours they can receive of care.
And what happens after that?
The veteran accepts the role of employer or a designated representative if mm-hmm. they're not able to sign paperwork.
Yeah.
And then they choose who's going to be their caregiver. They design a schedule and they approve timesheets. We have a fiscal agent who handles all of the payroll, so they don't have to worry about that. But they have the caregiver fill out a timesheet, they submit it, and then it's just like a mm-hmm. job for the caregiver and with the veteran as the employer.
Oh, you bring up payroll. That's an interesting part of this because years ago we wound up with Nannygate, if you remember. Several politicians had people that were taking care of their kids, for example, but they weren't actually employed. They just paid them. And you can't do that. You've got there's a whole lot of payroll stuff that you have to accomplish. So mm-hmm. this takes that responsibility away from the veteran?
Right. Yep, they handle everything from workers' comp and unemployment insurance. They do all that for the veteran.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Boy, that makes the whole thing legal, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah. How does the Agency on Aging interface with this, Carla?
So we have a really good partnership, like Terry mentioned, it's 406 Financial, it handles the payroll, and then with the VA, of course. And so the Agency on Aging, we supply the Veterans Directed Care Coordinator, and that's who Terry is. And she is right in the mix. We'll do follow-up with those caregivers and the veterans, and is just a liaison, an advocate.
Okay. So I guess the $64,000 question is, how do we get involved in this program? Where does it all begin, Terry?
They can give me a call at 406-758-2478. And then from there, they would apply through the VA healthcare or the VA clinic.
Right.
And then it would go through the VA healthcare in Helena.
So I guess the question I have is being someone who goes to the VA clinic here in Kalispell, do I go there first or I see you first?
They could go there first. I like to know if somebody's interested. That way I can explain the program to them mm-hmm. and maybe, help guide them. Because when they go to the clinic for the assessment, sometimes our veterans are, you know, they don't want to admit they need help. So, yeah.
Guilty as charged. So that way you can kind of coordinate everything. And and you mentioned it has to go through Fort Harrison. So I would imagine there's some paperwork that needs to be completed.
There is. But I help. We get together. We meet in the veteran's home and fill that out and explain everything. And yeah, it is a process. It's the VA. So.
Well, sure. But is it a fairly lengthy process?
It's not too bad. It's no. And by the time we do the paperwork, they've already had the assessment done, so they know what their budget's going to be. And so from there, they've probably already chosen their caregivers. And so we have the caregivers apply at the same time.
This is fascinating because those who are already going to the, let's say, for example, the Kalispell VA clinic, then you kind of have a leg up on it, but still they need to coordinate back through you.
Right. And once it gets to us at the Agency on Aging, it's just an annual renewal that we really handle dealing with the VA on. For the most part, we just handle case management with us in on a quarterly basis. We keep in touch monthly with the veterans, and then quarterly we submit paperwork through the VA and, you know, let them know that the veteran is still a good fit for the program and that it's working for them and they're getting their needs taken care of.
Let me ask you kind of a hypothetical question here. Would there be a situation where the veteran maybe would not need the help anymore?
Sure. Yeah. If they were in a, if they were in the hospital for a surgery and they got home and just needed help temporarily, it's possible they could get better.
Well, what if you had an automobile accident and your recovery period was several months that you had, you needed help at home, and then you're fine again?
Sure. Yeah, then the program would if they needed another service or a less, you know, less care, then they would, the VA would determine what service would be better for them.
What I wanted to clear up here is this is not necessarily a terminal situation. This isn't for people who are, you know, terminally ill or anything.
No, it's
well, I guess it is, but it isn't.
It is, but it isn't. You can kind of think of it as like the amount of care that's needed, that may be a short period of time, or it may be that that's just where that person's stage in life is. And so the program, the sweet spot is that the level of care that's needed, and when it's a help, you know, family members can step in and not have to give up their job without any kind of income to then care for their loved one.
Is this a fairly new program?
No, it's been around
couple of years.
More than that, like 10 years?
10 years.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. So this is you know how it's done because you've done it before. That's what I guess my point is here. And I guess I somehow was under the impression that this was a relatively new program, but I can see that it is established, which is fantastic.
It's new that the Agency on Aging in Kalispell has done it for like 3 or 4 years now, I think, but
So tell us, Carla, how you get involved in this.
So give us a call at our office, and specifically you can ask for Terry. So 758-2478. And we'd be happy to answer some questions and kind of help with those first next steps if you're interested in the program.
Okay. And should the veteran get into the VA program first before they contact you?
Yes, they should.
Okay, so go through that process, which is not as difficult as it used to be.
Right,
it
right.
used to be a kind of a time-consuming program. Nowadays, you can do it online. You can just walk into the clinic, and they'll get you all signed up.
Yeah, it was part of our wanting to get make sure that the public knows that this program exists. And if that call us first, great. If you go to the VA first, that's also great. Now you know that the VDC program is a thing, and it's out there to support veterans.
All right. This is a fantastic program. Terry, thank you for all the hard work you're doing, and thank you for your service. As always, Carla, thanks so much for all you and your staff and volunteer do for the Agency on Aging.
Thank you, John and Robin. Thanks for having us.